Good morning, 6:17, September the 6th, 2013. I left right at 6. Well, very nearly. So we should have a good time. 16 minutes or so, perhaps. I didn't get out before sunrise. The picture this morning is quite spectacular. There was just that fiery edge.
0 miles and 15 minutes, 34 seconds.
Yeah, 15 and a half minutes, okay.
15 minutes, 33
seconds per mile. Not bad. Not bad at all. Kind of a nice day. It's warm again. 68. Thermometer said close to 70. Wasn't quite 70, but does not bode well for the rest of the day. It's also homecoming Friday, so today's schedule, which was supposed to include a recording session with Chris Moody. Didn't happen, won't happen, because I have too many conflicts today. Today is going to be a conflict day. Yesterday was high school day. Whoa, have I got some students that can write. And if I could get them to write more, most of them were able to get the big count was 2,600 words, and they needed 8,000 for the week. But the beginnings are sometimes slow, and that's what I told them. I said, just don't discourage. All you want to do is get the story rolling, and once you do, the words will come. I have one person who's a thinker, and she'll write a sentence and then think about what the next sentence should be. I need to break her of that habit. Well, the stuff that she wrote was really tight. It was very well done, I have to say. It was very well done. I don't know if it's going to be part of the story. I don't know if it's going to be part of the novel. So 2,600 words of backstory is basically the story she has so far. And maybe it'll work. Maybe it won't. I don't know. Everybody else turned in a couple of pages of handwritten, or one page, or two pages of typed. I picked up two fresh ones, people who had not been in the kickoff meeting last week, so of course they had pretty much nothing. One had a paragraph, and one turned to the computer and wrote a couple hundred words, which was... it wasn't bad for ripping it off. It was choppy, broken up, as almost any first draft would be. And written in a way that made me think, you know, there were paragraphs there that could be chapters. There were sentences there that could be chapters. So we need to get them to finish the story arcs, and then we can go back through and find the places where they've collapsed the story too far and removed the flavor of it. And we have an angel and a demon and a werewolf. gorgeous morning. Holy cow. I'm just walking along, trying not to be upset. There's a lot of stuff going on today that's not really stuff that I can talk about. It's really stuff I want to talk about, but it's not stuff I can talk about. Tedious. Very tedious. I do have a couple of things to look forward to. I'm going to look forward instead of dwelling on that which is making me peevish. I did make some progress on Half Share. Still not done, but I'm still making progress. With any luck, I'll make more progress today. Just because it'll be useful for me to work instead of being angry. It's sticky. Today is the, what did I say it was? Today is the 6th. So I got about 10 days before I have to dig into owner's share. So yeah, I'm getting half share ready. And Amazon has just announced this program where if you buy the paperback from Amazon, you can get the matching ebook at a free or reduced price. I'm thinking of doing that. Although, good morning. I need to look to see what the terms are. I may have to. There was some talk yesterday going around the interwebs that they actually still charge you the delivery fees. Charge me the delivery fees. So, yeah, I may need to. I mean, it's not very much, but they're also really pushing the paperbacks. And I really don't sell that many paperbacks, so perhaps it will be fine. I have to look at what the margins are on Amazon. I still haven't got them to link the two new releases of the paperback and the ebook version of QuarterShare. So it's kind of tedious. It's like, really? Seriously? Come on, people. Oh, what a beautiful morning. Red sky and morning. Sailor take warning. I guess that means there's going to be a storm today. Monkpole. Lovely, lovely. I'm looking at the clouds. There were a lot of clouds with, and they're not the smooth clouds. They're rough and textured. And so just here and there, there are wisps of pink against the dark gray. And then further on, there's white clouds against blue sky behind them in the various breaks. It's quite striking. There's some Virga off to the east. The sun is picking up the wisps of rain as they're falling from the bottom of the clouds, and then just little little droplets that are all evaporating before they even get away from the dark background of the clouds. It's quite astonishing. It's quite lovely. Lovely. I'm ready for breakfast. My stomach is telling me I need something in it besides coffee. I need to make some more bread. I made a nice loaf of bread. It came out very well. Very well. It came out very good. And I only ate half of it, but because there's no preservatives in it, I let it sit an extra couple of days, it turned moldy. I think it's going to be more attractive once the weather cools off a little bit. Having to be 70 degrees at 6 o'clock in the morning is not pleasant. I mean, it's September already, we should be getting into cooler weather, but it's going to be 95 again today. Oh, like a little Virga right here, as a matter of fact. Just coming out onto the opening, about to make the turn north. There's the sunlight shining on Virga right, almost right above me. So there's moisture in the clouds, it's just that it's not making it all the way to the ground. Gorgeous though, gosh. Picking up some kind of chemical smell this morning. Can't quite place it. It's not exhaust. like somebody sprayed their lawn. September 6th, that's what I said, wasn't it? I don't know. I don't know. Oh, the younger daughter had found out the results of her audition, and she was disappointed in that she didn't get a part in Midsummer Night's Dream. What she got was assistant director, was student director, which is assistant director, which is pretty, it's a pretty decent thing for sophomore. Yeah, 17 minutes on the back half, not bad. But it's not being on the stage, it's being sort of behind the stage. That was a little disappointing, but I think it's going to be fun. I have some insight into the production. It's not going to be the usual fairy story production. That's a given. At any rate, I am at the back gate. Tomorrow's another day, and with any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.